say amen. He loves us. And if you heard, there's an invitation for more. I love about Jesus, he does it in Revelation to the church of Laodicea. He says, here I am. I stand at the door and I knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and I will eat with him and we'll have fellowship. And in a famous painting, the artist did not put a door handle on the outside where Jesus was at. He has to be invited in. He doesn't kick down a door. He's not Rambo Jesus. He's a Jesus who says, if anyone wants to have a deeper fellowship with me, all you have to do is say yes. So how many this morning would just want to say yes? Come on, let's do that again. Let's just say, yes, Lord, we hear your knocking. And we say yes to the invitation for more intimacy. To break bread in the Eastern culture meant that there was a relationship that was strong and developing. So, Lord, we've heard the invitation. We are not last. We are not at the end of the bench. We're not those who will say, well, I guess I'm stuck with Mike. Lord, from the beginning of time, you chose us to be holy and blameless in your sight. Ephesians 1 affirms that you chose us to be right with you from the beginning of time. We did not choose you. You chose us. And what we say is yes. Would you one more time just put that one word on your mouth? Just say yes. Yes. Come on. Yes. Opens up so many doors. Yes, Lord. And we bless you. And Father, we say yes to all that you've given us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all of our sins, heals all of our diseases, and redeems our life from the pit. So, Lord, we say yes to all that you've purchased for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we bless you with great joy in Jesus' name. And would you agree again by saying yes and amen? Yes and amen. Can we worship, or not worship, can we worship our worship team? Can we bless our worship team? That's what I meant to say. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. You are awesome. Hey, listen, I say this, it is so good to have my wife sitting next to me this morning. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for the many prayers. We really, really appreciate it. Deb is, I'm glad she's here. She was debating. Her energy level is still trying to get back to normal. So thank you for praying. I'm going to share a little bit of that testimony on the 12th when I'll be teaching. But man, it was a long haul, and God was faithful. And we wanted to say thank you, family, for praying. And there's nothing, no other entity like the church that will pray, and we can be family, and we can love each other. And so thank you very much. And so I am going to turn over to my compadre in crime. Can you bless Pastor Jeff as he comes this morning? Amen.
Thanks, Mike. Good to see you, Debbie. I just want to say welcome. I haven't had a chance to welcome you guys. I do want to just take a minute and just honor the worship team and those of you that are just saying yes this morning, because here's the promise, that God knows the desires of our heart, amen? And when we say yes to him, it begins to open up doors that we didn't even realize were there or closed. And so, again, I just want to affirm and say thank you to the worship team and Pastor Mike and just the leading of the Spirit this morning, because the excitement in this moment for me is that you are going to have a testimony this week of a different encounter, of a new level, of a new revelation, of a healing, of a deliverance. And here's the beauty, body of Christ. Hear me when I say this. It's not just for you and I. Amen. It becomes something that the Lord can use and wants to use to bless other people. So can we just take a moment? I just want us to turn our attention. I know we've done a lot of praying and some time in worship, but I just want you to turn your attention to at least two other people that are not in this place, whether they're coworkers, whether they're your neighbors, whether they're someplace else, I just want you to intercede for them and just begin to declare, Lord, my yes is going to impact their life. Lord, my encounters with you are going to change their perspective of their own life. Father, my yes is going to open their eyes to see that there is more, that my yes is going to say to them that, Lord, there is something to you, that the name of Jesus Christ carries the power and authority that I know it to have. Lord, I thank you that our yes today begins to influence our city in ways that we can't even imagine. Our yes today is influencing governments. Our yes today is influencing nations. Our yes today is changing the way we hear the news. And so we say today, and list those names right now that you're thinking of, that, Lord, these individuals are going to see the power of my yes, the power of your grace, the power of intimacy, the revelation that comes through intimacy. Father, we thank you that, Lord, ministry is the overflow of intimacy. And so we give you the glory and praise this morning. Amen. Amen. Would you stand with me? We're going to take our offering on the heels of that revelation and that insight. And so again, Lord, we come before you and we stand before you as we've done many times this morning. And we say thank you. We thank you for the yes that you're responding to right now. Father, we thank you for the yes that you've called us to be a blessed people, to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Lord, to prosper, to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we say today, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to give. Thank you for this opportunity to sow. Thank you for this opportunity to pour into, Lord, the advancement of the gospel, the yes that would resonate, Lord, and echo beyond my life into the generations. Father, we thank you for the yes that others said that causes us to stand here today and receive the gospel and stand in this place. And so we thank you. And I pray that each and every one of you would know the voice of the Lord in such a manner that you would know his heart's desire for your finances, for your expenditures, for your increase, for your job situations, how you deal with debt, how you deal with giving. Because when we walk in obedience, there's even a greater blessing that goes beyond just our financial blessing, just beyond our sense of peace. It goes into the next generation. And so we thank you today for the opportunity to give in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Real quickly, so next Sunday, September 5th, it's the first Sunday of the month, we do a breakfast. Next Sunday, 9:30, if you want to join us for breakfast, we'll be in the fireside room. Come that half hour early, eat breakfast, join us. We're focused on communion and connection on those Sundays, and so we start with connecting over breakfast, and then we come in here for a time of communion and worship. Just a heads up, next Sunday, we're going to take some time before we take communion and just deal with some family issues as far as just recognizing how God wants to move in this house and as we look at the fall semester. And so we'll take some time to address some of those things. IHOP, International House of Prayer, you can go research it if you were with us a few weeks ago. Grady had a friend out from IHOP who's actually on missionary staff there, Mike. So you got a little glimpse of that. Mike Bickles, the founder of IHOP, we love what they do, and so we're excited for Fletcher. Grady went through the internship program actually right before COVID started, right? And so we were able to sponsor and bless him, and so Fletcher's headed that way here in a couple weeks. So there's the next few Sundays. We're going to continue to keep this before you. But two things. One, obviously pray. We're sending someone from our house, a member of ours, into a different territory, a different season of his life. He's graduated from high school. He's actually taken quite a few college courses and graduated with an AA already. And so this is the next season, so we want to be praying for him, praying for the family that's here. And then the second thing is asking the Father, is there a call in your life to financially support? He wants to do a whole year internship. It's $5,000. We want to help see him raise that money. He's got plans. He's selling things of his own, things that he loves. Things that he's passionate about because he's committed, and it sounds like you already made your $200 deposit. We prayed about that the other day. But again, we ask that if this is something that's on your heart and the Lord moves you, connect with him. He has some information in the back. But if you'd like to give, we are willing at this time to take an offering, make it out to Echo Hills Church, and just put IHOP in the memo, and then we'll designate those funds towards him, and we'll do that for the next couple weeks before he takes off. Would you extend your hand and allow us, allow Holy Spirit to just move on your heart right now. Father, we thank you for Fletcher. We thank you for the call that's on this man's life. Father, we thank you for the opportunities and the doors that you're opening. Father, we also thank you for the process that he's been through, the journey that he's been through to even get to this place of making a decision to go. And though, Lord, bless him. because, Lord, this man's faith to just say yes is being demonstrated, because, Lord, not all the funds are there, not all the answers are answered, not all the T's aren't crossed yet, and the I's aren't dotted, but he's still saying yes. And so we just thank you for that. And Father, may his faith and his willingness and the call on his life spur the rest of us on to take that step, to just trust you, Lord. And so, Father, we ask that as you direct him and take him into that community and into that place of IHOP, that it opens up new doors, opportunities for friends. But Lord, also that, again, we would be moved by you, Holy Spirit, to consider, Lord, should we sow? Do we give? Can we pay for some gas to get them there? Can we take care of maybe covering some food or insurance or just however you would want us to give, Lord? We just open our hearts right now to hear from you and then to obey in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Fletcher. Good stuff. All right. So this morning, we have the joy and the opportunity to hear from Jennifer Pelletier. And so come on up, Jennifer, and then she's going to lead us in a few things and keep us moving. Amen.
Good morning. It's always such an honor and a privilege when I get to speak and share with all of you. Tomorrow kind of starts a beginning of a new season for many, and I know it's already begun last week for many, but it's called the school season. And actually, it's also a change in weather. And so I just want to point out that there is a season shift and there is a season change. I would love for us as an Echo Hills family to pray over our kiddos. If you're in preschool all the way to college, if you find yourself in a school, could you just come up and stand next to me? Because I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray over you. So if you find yourself in preschool, because I can see you if you're a kid. Yes, come on down. Come on. Yep. Come on down if you're a kiddo. Yes. Yo, welcome. Here we go. And now listen. Mom, you can stand next to him. So I realize some of our kids are actually, they're not all here. But I want you to see, family, that these are our kids. And these are ours. These are ours. So come on down. I love seeing all these kiddos. These are our kids. Some of them will be in preschool all the way up to college. These are our kids. And so what I'm going to do, you're going to say your name because I want family to make sure we know your name. Here we go. Just first name.
Emma.
Ari.
Grady.
Jackson.
Malachi.
Judah.
Corbin.
I'm Jedediah Foreman.
Ethan.
Liam.
Zach.
Zayden.
Bennett.
Rosalyn.
Ariana.
Awesome. So family, these are our kids. So what I want you to do, you guys, I want you to see that these are your family and they believe in you. They're going to champion you. They're going to pray for you. We believe in the greatness that God has in you. So we're going to pray, but I want you to see all of these are lifting your arms, believing in what God's purpose and plan for your life. So here we go. So Lord Jesus, I just thank you that you see these ones as the army of God. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord rests upon them. Lord, we are asking for a fresh outpouring, a fresh anointing on each one of these. Lord God, that when they walk into their school, even those who are being homeschooled, there is an atmosphere shift. There is a change because of the very power of God that they carry. And I declare over each one of you, your voice is strong. Your voice is loud. You're going to let the line of the tribe of Judah release out of you. The earth is going to tremble. The atmosphere is going to shake because of the anointing and presence of Christ Jesus. Lord, I declare over each one, these hands are anointed. These hands are anointed. Your voice is anointed for such a time. You are the trailblazers. You will lead the way for others to follow. Your voice will be heard throughout the earth. Your voice will be heard. Your voice is loud and clear. You carry the message of the kingdom of God. You carry the message of the kingdom. You carry the message of the kingdom. So this is, you are bold and you are courageous. Can you just say that over yourself? I am bold and I am courageous. Can you say that again? I am bold and I am courageous. Okay, what I want you to do, I want you to stand with your hands out. Yep, stand with your hands out. So this is what you're going to declare of yourself, kids. So you're going to declare the power of God. Wait, you guys got to say it. Ready? And you're going to say it out. Ready? The power of God will flow through me. Say it again like you mean it. Ready? The power of God will flow through me. Amen. So when we just say yes and amen to what the Lord is doing in this generation, they are a Joshua generation. They will cross over. They will take new land and new territory, and they will proclaim the gospel message in truth and in power in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, just a minute. I want just before you go. I know that some of you probably got a prophetic word for them. Let's do it this way. Find their mom or find their dad or whoever they came with and just say, hey, I felt this when I saw this daughter, and then share it with mom or dad being there, because I know some of you did. When you see them, I had an experience this last week. I was with one of my kids, and another pastor from the valley saw one of my kids. And he just looked at my kid and said, your school is going to be different and blessed because you're there. When you see these kids, keep speaking destiny, keep speaking purpose, keep speaking the power of God, because they will change their school. They will change their classroom. But we are a family, and we do this together. So they need you, and you continually speaking into them. So as they go back, just give them a fist pump, give them a high five, just let them know that you believe in them. Okay, you guys can go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hey, Ari, why don't you stay here? So we're going to honor Ari. You guys can go back.
Amen. Awesome. So we're going to pray for, this is Ari Fife. Everybody say hi. Good morning, Ari. She graduated from LHS at the end of last school year, and you're enrolled at LCSC. Have you started? School started. Yes, school started last Monday. And so one of the things that we offer here at Echo Hills is a scholarship for those that are going on to higher education. And so this year, Ari's receiving that scholarship. And so we have a card for you. Yeah, amen. And so mom, dad's over here somewhere. Mom's up in the booth there, Marnie and Jeremy. And then I don't know, his brother here today? Maybe brother's not here. But you'll see Asher around. So we wanted to pray for you, Ari. I know Jennifer and, praying for the students. But we just want to bless you as you continue to move on. For those of you that are going to be seniors this year, if you're going to go on to higher education, enroll in a college, come see us, because years ago, somebody left money and donated money, and so it's in an investment account, and then the interest off that, we're able to bless seniors that are going on to college with some scholarship money. So would you bow your hearts with me? Thank you, Lord, for Ari. Lord, thank you for the finances. Lord, thank you for the ambition and the dedication and the calling on her life to pursue, Lord, a profession that you have ordained for her, Lord. And I know she's starting out right now with the thought of counseling. If that's to be it, so be it. If it changes along the way, it's okay. But Lord, we just thank you that, Lord, she's pursuing you, and she's pursuing, Lord, higher education. And we know what that means. It means putting influential Christians, men and women, in places of influence. And so we thank you that, Lord, as she continues to open up and discover who she is, that, Lord, you'd be the loudest voice, not a professor, not a teacher, not a culture, but the kingdom of God. And so we thank you for her influence. We thank you for her call. And Lord, we thank you for the investment of others that are able to bless us today and invest in the future. And so in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Ari, and say thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
This is an incredible morning for prayer. It's impossible to pray and nothing happen. So I felt like this is going to be a family Sunday. And I'm just honoring, because this is a season shift and it deals with school. So if you find yourself working in the schools as a teacher, as a counselor, even my homeschool mamas, so if you could just come down, we're going to pray for you. So Jacqueline, you work in the schools. Jeremy works in the school. I'm trying to look. You work in the school. Anybody else? Counselor, cook, teacher, administration, my homeschool mamas. Awesome. This is okay. So these are those who are making an impact and an influence in our generation. So these ones are incredible. This is what I know. They face things that are very, very difficult and very challenging. And I had heard this quote, and I love it, and I hold on to it. Sometimes we face things that are too much for us personally, but never too much for our family. And so just know these ones, things will shift and change for them as we continually pray for them and uphold them and believe in them. And so I have a couple things that I felt like I was going to pray over you are those who are investing in this generation. And then I was going to invite Pastor Mike and Pastor Jeff. But this is what I felt. Here, there's two things that I felt. You have an investment for this generation. They watch you. They see you. They interact with you. And some of these kids, you're the only healthy adult that they have in their life. And there is this discipleship and this mantling that I wanted to pray over you, this new mantle, this fresh anointing of mantling to disciple a generation. And the other thing was, let me just pray. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that as Paul could say, imitate me because I imitate Christ, these ones who are standing here can say to their students, to the kids that they encounter, imitate me because I imitate Christ. Lord, that the words that they are speaking carry the grace and the anointing and the love and the healing. I just release, Lord, that as these start speaking to kids, the healing is released through their words. Restoration is released through their words. Lord, that even as kids are just watching them, they are watching them how they interact when something gets hard, when there's conflict. How does this teacher or this adult, how do they handle conflict? Lord God, that these ones are watching, and I just declare a grace. A grace, grace, grace. Lord, I just thank you that these ones carry the anointing to speak in that moment. Lord, I just declare a Daniel anointing on these ones, that they are actually set apart because of the wisdom of Christ that they carry. And others will say, how did you know? Or why did you know how to do that? And they'll say, it is because of God. It is because of God.
Yes, Lord, we thank you that ultimately all knowledge comes from you. And so let us see the power of the kingdom knowledge begin to influence our culture and the school systems. Lord, the homeschooling, the education. Lord, the way we're instilling value into our children. Lord, thank you that these men and women stand here knowing you as Lord and Savior, knowing you are the one who created all things. And Father, I thank you that you will give them the language of parables, that they would be able to disciple children and have influence with other staff and other parents in such a manner that, Lord, they might not reiterate scripture and have an address, but it'll be a parable of the kingdom of heaven. It'll be a picture of heaven, and it'll impact them because it's anointed, because it's got your grace on it. It's got your authority in it. And I thank you that this year will look like no other year. Father, that this season, and the need of our students, the need of our generation and the kids, Lord, will not fall on deaf ears anymore or be overlooked as a number or a statistic, but that, Lord, we would see just the value. And Lord, we know there's many teachers not here, and we know many teachers that are good teachers, but they don't know you. And so, therefore, the expectation of eternal value isn't there. And so, again, we thank you for the conversations that these men and women will have. We thank you for the prayers that they'll pray, and we'll thank you for the availability that they've made with their life for you to be glorified in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Wow, what a privilege to pray. As Jeff was praying, Daniel was in a position where there was great limitations on his life because of the culture in which he was in. And you guys are facing cultural limitations. You're facing cultural challenges to be able to walk for Christ, live for Christ, and yet you have these cultural limitations. Laws are being passed, mandates are being given, so forth. But Daniel was able to navigate that because he had the wisdom of the Lord. And he was able to bring change to culture because of the wisdom of the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the wisdom as Daniel, in a cultural evil place that he served, he had the wisdom, the authority, and the grace of God on his life. And without any kind of protest, he changed a culture. Without him raising his fist, he raised his prayers. And because of his integrity, Lord God, you answered his prayer, and a king that was evil bowed his knee to the God Almighty. And we pray, Lord, these are cultural influencers right here. These are generational influencers. And Father, we pray where there is that sense of the wall they hit because the government is saying certain things, that, Lord, they would turn to you and the wisdom of the Lord would be theirs. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we change culture by the wisdom of the Lord. Father, I pray for wisdom to talk with parents who are afraid. I talk with, Lord, for them to be able to navigate in such a peace because, Lord, there is the Prince of Peace is so residing on their hearts. And, Lord, every day I pray they would take up the armor of God because when they go into these places, they need your wisdom and protection, God, to be kingdom administrators inside the educational system. We bless them. We thank you for them. And we encourage them in the Lord today in Jesus' name. And everyone say yes and amen.
I'd like for you to do something too. I'd like for you to look at, I know Jennifer did this with the kids, but you might not know these individuals. So can I just get your name?
Gwen. Oh, Gwen, I teach in Pomeroy.
I'm Marnie. I teach at LHS.
I'm Angela, and I teach at home.
Jeremy at Jennifer Middle School.
Jacqueline, and I'm at Lapway and Colton School Districts.
Michelle, I teach at home.
Alexandria, I'm one of the secretaries in Lapway.
Greg, and I teach at Clarkson High School.
Amen. So what I'd like for you to do now is I'd like for you to adopt one of them for prayer and their school. There's others that aren't with us this morning that are members of our church that just weren't able to be here. But, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, would you just ask the Lord right now, Holy Spirit, would you highlight one for me that I could just begin to adopt and pray? Because that's family. And so, Lord, I just thank you that right now in the name of Jesus, you would put upon our heart, move in our spirit to begin to pray for our family and those that are influencing our culture and the next generation in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Can we just cheer these amazing Daniels? Whoop, whoop. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, family, for praying for these amazing women and men. Amen. Thank you. Before I get going this morning, I just want to share a quick picture with you. It's a children's book, and it deals with these mice that have something like set right before them, and they're blind and they can't see. And the first one runs up to what, you know, what we would have said would have been like the leg, and he comes back and reports, oh, it's like strong, it's sturdy, it's thick. And the next mice, you know, mouse runs up, and he gets the trunk. He's like, no, it's like crinkling, wrinkling, it can bend, and it's really flexible. And like the next mouse goes out and fills the ear and senses the ear, and the mouse is like, comes back like, oh, no, 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 no. It's like flappy and wispy, and it's big and thin. And the next mouse goes out and like goes down to the tail and goes, oh, you know, it's like stringy. And so this is, I say all that because this leads me up to what I was supposed to, feel like I was supposed to do this morning. Okay, we each get a part, but as a family, we get the whole picture. So I say all that I have a part. I just have a part. But with all of us together as family, we will get the big picture. Okay, this word, actually these two words, would not leave me as I was thinking about this Sunday and what I should be sharing. And Lord, do you have a word for our family this morning? And the word he gave me was, oh, like the big reveal. Dun, dun, dun. The big word, okay, let me go back there. So we'll stay right there. My whole family's in transition. I used to spend my days with a group of sixth graders, and every day before they left, I'd say this to them, you are called to change the world. You are called to bring impact and influence. And so one of my students actually gave this to me, and so she just said, hey, Mrs. Pelletier, wherever you go, tell people that they are world changers. And so I will remember to do that in honor of what the Lord has a message for me, that even though I had these young kiddos, even you are called to be a world changer. Okay, so here we go. The word that I felt like the Lord gave me for this morning was spacious place. spacious place. And so I know how what the Lord showed me, but I only have a part of it. And it will take all of us to get the full picture of what the Lord said to us as a family as a spacious place. So, yeah, this is where the teacher, like Mrs. Pelletier, is going to come out. If you have your phone and you can take notes off your phone, that'd be super. If you have a journal, you're going to need your journal. But if you do not have either a journal or my kids, raise your hand. And I brought paper. So, and there's pens right in front of you. So if you need a piece of paper, or if your neighbor has like a journal and they can just rip you out a piece of paper and they can hand it to you, that's great. So kids, come up here. So if you need a piece, because you are going to need a piece of paper. If you need a piece of paper, my kids, Emma, Juna, Malachi, I have paper down there somewhere. Does anybody need paper? Everybody? Oh, okay, thank you, thank you. So I need some paper pastors over here. This is one thing I know as the Lord begins, as the Lord speaks to us, I just want to make sure that we are very, very good stewards and that we honor what he says and we write it down. Not only that, is that we can go back and we can recall what he has said to us personally. So I want us to steward this word well, and I want to honor this word, and I know that you have a portion of what this actually means to us as a family at Echo Hills. So I'm going to pray for you, and I want you to ask the Lord, what is he showing you specifically about this word, spacious place? Let me pray. So, Lord Jesus, I just thank you that even in this moment, Lord, that we have ears that are activated to hear what you're saying. Lord, that you activate our spiritual eyes, that we actually see what spacious place means, or what our portion of it, what our assignment to it, what you're calling us to personally. Lord, even if I'm just going to go after all the senses. Lord, even if there is a taste to this place of spacious place, Lord, that you would just put that taste in our mouth. Lord, if there is a smell, if there is actually, and now we've shifted into a new season, and then the smells have actually changed, Lord, that you would activate our sense of smell. Lord, that what is this new season of a spacious place? What does it smell like? Lord, even activate how we feel about it, whether it's an emotional response to a spacious place, or how texturally it feels. Lord, what the landscape looks like at a spacious place. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that each one, and even as worship was, you are the chosen one. Yes, your neighbor's going to have something, but it's you. And this is actually going deeper in intimacy, where us saying, yes, Lord, that you actually have something for me personally. Not only corporately, but personally. Like, there's a personal word for spacious place. So, Lord, even now, Lord, some of you, if you want to draw a picture, you can just draw, because I know I have kiddos in here. So, kids, whatever the Lord just shows you, if you just want to draw a picture, you can just draw a picture. Other kids, I know the Lord will give you a word for spacious place. So I'm going to quit talking, and then you just ask the Lord, what is he speaking to you about spacious place? Some of you, continue to be in that place with the Lord. If he's still speaking to you and you're still drawing or still writing, still go there. But what I would like a couple of you to share what the Lord was speaking to you personally about spacious place. So now, as I said that, so if like your heart's beating a little faster, you know, and like you're feeling, you know, a little, then I'll just say, yeah, come on up and just share. Yes, come. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the first was a word, concept, emotionally safe place, free to make mistakes or just be self with grace to make errors. There is, sorry, I should have brought my glasses. My context will settle in a minute. There is none perfect except for God. God is aware of the growth that is required and requires our yes, not our perfection. As the only things come through the blood, perfection only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then next, I had kind of the concept of an open meadow space, and it was really pretty, with trees in the distance and a stream in the distance. And then after that came the hills, and then the mountains further. And I felt we can stay in the meadow and feel comfortable, but as we move towards the mountains, change occurs.
Awesome. Amen, Lord. Amen. I know there's more. How about a couple more, a couple others of you?
For those of you who don't have much to say, I'll inspire you with not much to say. Having enough room for others and generosity.
A couple more would like to share.
This is what came out. Spacious place, my home is offered as a blessing to others. Bring into the spacious place needy people I can love. Reaching out to as many people as I can on a daily basis. So many ways I can give of myself to others. It's time to step into the place God calls me to bloom. Draw people into the spacious love of God. God's love covers us all.
Anybody else? Okay.
Yesterday we had the Joy of Intercession teaching here, and one of the words that Shelley Stiles gave me was, she said, I don't really understand what this means, but I think it's in the Bible somewhere about a spacious place. She said, I see you in a spacious place. And I was like, okay, well, thanks, Jennifer. I hadn't had the concept of getting in touch with my five senses or thought about that, but as I prayed about it, I had the smell of the fair. And the Lord told me that it's going to be fair, that he is fair, he is just. And that was very good. But a fair is a very busy place. And as I lingered there, I smelt the elephant ears. And as I remembered what you said about the elephant ears, he told me that I have ears to hear. And then he said, taste and see. And then he also showed me the Ferris wheel, and that I'm high and lifted up. We are seated in heavenly places with him, and I can see far. I can see clearly now. And I say that for all of us. When one of us sees, we all see, right? We all get to enjoy the benefits of each other's gifts. And then the promise is the fun and the family and the remembrance of sitting at a table with the family. So,
I got a couple things. I was reminded of a Joni Mitchell song where she's talking about getting back to the garden. So I took that as like a sign, like it's a place to go back to the garden with the Lord. It's open. It's a place to consider a temple as a temple. There's a loosening of bondage there. There's freedom to run uninhibited. It's open. It's spacious. There's nothing in the way. I was actually like picturing driving out like over by Walla Walla where you get out there and it's just open. And there's nothing in your way. Not a confined prison cell. And, I just think it's an opportunity to return to the garden and be uninhibited.
I got the word universal, and I didn't really know what that meant, so I looked it up. I know what it means, but it said including or covering all or a whole collectively or distributively without limit or exception especially.
Thank you. This is what I would just highly encourage you. If you, like, after church, grab a couple people or say, hey, let's go to lunch and just share with others, like, this is what I got for a spacious place. And they could share it because that's how we get the whole picture of what it means as a family to say we're in a spacious place. But I'm going to pray because this is my portion that I got. So, Lord Jesus, I just thank you that there has been a season shift. Lord, where there has been restriction and constriction and confinement, Lord, that season has come to an end, and we literally step out of it and we step over it, Lord, that we will come into and we choose to put our feet and our gaze on this spacious place, Lord God. Lord, that we have been this incredible invitation to take new territory. territories, Lord, that there is dimensions to go after. Lord, there's layers of the kingdom to go after. Lord, that there's an invitation to ascend, to go high, to go explore, to discover. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that our heart is to say yes to what you've called each one of us in this area of spaciousness. Lord, that we would start now seeing a shift in how we view things and see things. It's spacious. What the Lord has called me to do, it's very spacious. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, just one more thing. And listen, this time I'm not going to ask anybody to share. I have one more thing I felt like I was supposed to, as you are in this place with the Lord, asking him and him asking you questions. I began this summer, not only with the Lord saying this to me, I began this summer because I was in transition. I asked the Lord, what door have you set before me? What door have you set before me? And I'm actually going to share what the door was and how I saw it and how I perceived it and how that all came about. But I just take a couple minutes, just ask the Lord, what door, now that we've just talked about this spacious place, what door has he set before you? And I want you, because so Lord, I'm asking that each one here sees in the spirit. Lord, that they see, if it's color, let them see the color. Let them, if it's actually textural, that they'll feel the texture of this door. Lord, if there's a smell to this door, let them smell it. But Lord, let them see this door that you've placed before them. Lord, open up their spiritual eyes that they can see it in Jesus' name. Okay, so some of you kids, or even adults, if you see it, and you want to draw it, just draw it. Or you could just start writing too. So I'll just give you a few moments for that. So I began this summer by asking the Lord what door he had before me, because I knew I was in transition. And so this is what I saw. So I saw this, it was white, and it was like translucent, like iridescent, like I guess you could call it like fabric. And I saw, this is what I saw, but it was white, and it was iridescent, translucent. And I saw this, and it didn't really have a door, it didn't have a door handle. And the Lord just said to me, it's the door of grace. Okay, this is what I don't want you to do. Don't do what I did. I heard the word, the door of grace, and I immediately in my head just figured out, oh, I didn't even ask the Lord like what it meant. So I really, you got to ask the Lord what this door means, what he showed you. I didn't. I just naturally am like, oh my, so being totally honest with you, I was completely disappointed. I'm like, oh, this door of grace. I have to walk through this door of grace. I'm like, so immediately the first thing, it must mean I have to have more grace for my family. It must mean I have to have more grace for the people I encounter. I have to walk through this door of grace. And I laughed at that. Like, I'd even ask the Lord, like, Lord, what does this mean? Like, why is it sheer and translucent? Like, why is it white? So you need to ask the Lord what it means. So it wasn't until a week later. So yes, I was disappointed. So it wasn't until a week later where I had this encounter with someone I don't see very often. And we started talking, and I started saying some things. And I walked away from that situation. So this is the old me. I rethink everything I said. Because in the past, it's either been misunderstood, people have gotten offended by it, or misinterpreted, and blah, blah, you know, it goes on. And so I'm like, oh, I probably said something that was offensive, and, you know, and so what I did, this is what I did, I actually went back to that person, it was a place of business, and I just started, hey, you know, and that person, like, stopped me and goes, Jennifer, I didn't think that, I wasn't thinking that, I would have never, and I was just like, oh, okay, well, thank you. And I was walking out, and the Lord said, Jennifer, you've walked through the door of grace. And then I'm like, you mean, like, other people are going to have grace for me? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is like totally brand new for me. Like that feeling. And so it was another week. I had another encounter. And again, I fell back to the old where it's like, oh, I hadn't seen this person in a while. And I started sharing some things, and I felt like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have. And like, I'm like re-dissecting what I said. And so in the morning, I called the person. I'm like, hey, oh, yeah, it was so good to see you. Oh, by the way, I think Jennifer, like, I didn't think that at all. And I would, and I'm like, and the Lord's like, Jennifer, like, you've walked through the door of grace. I'm like, oh. So just so you know, that in my spacious place, my spacious place includes a lot of being transparent and vulnerable with people where I've been very guarded because of my past experiences where I've been very guarded and I guarded my heart, protected my heart very well. The Lord has said, Jennifer, you're in this spacious place. There's such grace and you can be vulnerable and transparent with people and there's just grace. And there's just grace. I'm like, huh. You know, so now I'm like, I really like the door. Before, I wasn't really liking the door, but I really like the door right now. So I'm just really grateful for my door. So with your door, the Lord showed you, just speaking, having conversations with the Lord about it, ask him how, you know, how to go through that door the way his heart is for you through that door. Okay. I know I'm being very conscious of the time. There's one last thing that I felt like that we were to do this morning. And in Joel 2, it says our sons and our daughters will prophesy. And then Peter talks about the same, quoting it in Acts 2, our sons and daughters will prophesy. And then Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 14. It says, pursue love, earnestly desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. And as we go after going through doors and going through the spacious place, and realize a harvest is coming, and that God puts people into our lives. That could you imagine as family? Like when we look at each other, it's like we have such discernment that it's like the Lord says, "This is the gold. This is what the treasure that's in this person. This is the gold that's in this person." And I'm giving you a word to call that out and call them to greatness. So, this is what I would like us to do. I would like us to get a group of threes or fours. I know I'm asking a lot. I know that. But as a family, and I love that the kids are here, because there's something about getting a word even from a kid that it's raw and it's real and it's unfiltered, and they just tell you what they see. So let me just give you a couple of things. As we pursue love, and really loving people well, and loving those who will be coming through our doors, and loving the people that the Lord places before us. If we can just be activated, and it's not this place of thus saith the Lord, it's simply, hey, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm sensing, this is what I'm seeing, and we give that word that speaks a word of hope. And actually, okay, so in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul just says, the one who prophesies speaks of men for edification, exhortation, and consolation. Those are incredible words. It says words that build up and encourage. So the words that we speak to each other as a prophetic word from the Lord, they build up and they encourage. They speak hope. They can speak freedom. They can speak liberty. And it can set them on a path into advancement and acceleration. So if we could just get into groups of three or four and grab those kids. And if you want to, if you're in as a family and you're like, hey, let's spread out a little bit. Or you could stay together as a family, that's fine too. But if you could just find a group of three or four, the reason I don't want anything any more than four is because I think it will just, I want to make sure everybody gets a prophetic word. So I know, we can do this family. So that it just becomes like when we see people, we're automatically activated in the spiritual realm. Lord, I'm discerning. What am I discerning? I'm discerning the greatness on this person. And Lord, use me to call it out. Use me to call it out. So yes, I'm asking you to move. I'm asking you to move. So find another, just no more than four, three or four people, group together, just get together as family, find some people, just group together. Now listen, as we do this, let me just give you a couple things.
So we, as we've talked about our spiritual senses of hearing, of seeing, of smelling, of tasting, this is what, so if you get a picture of, let's just say you got a picture of a giraffe. Let me just point it out that way. Okay, so if you see a picture of a giraffe, you could just ask the Lord, Lord, is this the full picture, the picture of the giraffe? And maybe it will speak to the other person. Maybe that's their favorite animal. But if I was in your group and I saw a picture of a giraffe, I would then ask the Lord, Lord, is there something more? Is there something more? So then the Lord would probably say, hey, Jennifer, what makes the giraffe unique? And I'd probably say a long neck. But that, I wouldn't stop there because that's not a word of encouragement or a word of hope. Okay, anybody has a long neck. Then the Lord would probably say, Jennifer, what's the long neck used for? It's to see above what others cannot see. So probably then the prophetic word would be, if I was in your group, is I see a picture of a giraffe. And I feel like the Lord's saying he has given you the ability to see what others cannot see. Okay? So this is a word of encouragement, a word of hope, a word of freedom, a word of exhortation. Call out the gold, whoever's in your group. Call out, say, so Lord, I just thank you right now, you're activating our spiritual senses. Lord God, there is an activation, activation, activation. So can you just lay hands on yourself and just say, I want a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. I'm owing fresh infilling. Lord, that you are doing something new, it's something fresh, and we haven't seen anything like it yet. Lord, that there is a church body as a family that will be mobilized and activated, empowered by the Spirit of God, that we go out with power, married with love. It's love and power, love and power, love and power. Lord, it's truth and power, love and power. So, Lord, activate every single person that's in this room, even my preschoolers who are in here. Those preschoolers, open up your mouth and declare what the Lord is saying and showing you. Lord, that we just, Lord, we go deep, we go deep, we go deep, and we ascend. Lord, that we pray in the Spirit, meaning we're in the place with the Spirit. So pray from the place of the Spirit, because we're in the Spirit. So Lord, I just thank you that each one will call out the gold. We will give discernment. We will see the gold in each person in Jesus' name. Okay, so make sure every person gets a, you know, gets a word from you. Okay, go ahead and.